today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamu alaikum, welcome. This is another episode of today's special, and we're speaking about moderation in Islam.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, Friday, is the 18th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Furqan, verse 67.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما.
And they are those who, when they spend, do so not excessively or sparingly, but are ever between that justly moderate.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Reza, peace be upon him, announced that moderate prodigality and expenditure is the famous criterion. Imam Sadiq, in a tradition, said, "To spend for the sake of falsehood is extravagance, though it is a little, and to be stingy in the path of the truth is thrifty and frugal." It is interesting that this verse speaks in a way that it takes the issue of spending something which is certain, so that it does not need mentioning, for it is one of the given duties of any man. The significance of moderation in Islam is the topic of this part. Moderation in religion means that one does not exaggerate and go beyond the limits set by Allah, and that one does not neglect it and fall short of the limits set by Allah. Moderation in religion means following the example of the Prophet. Exaggeration means trying to do more than he did, and negligence means not reaching that level. It is beautiful that the concept of moderation in Islam allows one to find balance in every action, whether it is religious, social, or private matters. It is the middle path between two ends of extremes, exaggeration and deficiency.
The Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in this show, we are trying to talk about the significance of moderation in Islam. We should cultivate moderation in our lifestyle and practices as Muslims to preserve peace in our multi-religious and multicultural society. There is some way to help us live constantly by moderation. One is to develop ourselves gradually and not overburdening ourselves. Second is to understand the main objective and philosophy of our religion. So to wrap it up, it is beautiful that the concept of moderation in Islam allows one to find balance in every action, whether it is religious, social, or private matter. It is the middle path between two ends of extremes, exaggeration and deficiency. Striving for moderation can be very challenging, but if we strive hard to hold on this golden principle in all aspects and areas, it can be the key to success in this world and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the will and desire to understand and master the art of moderation in both worldly and religious matters. And Allah knows best. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to this show till the end of it. I hope you enjoyed it. I leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Let's look at the ways to help us live consistently and constantly by moderation. Indulging in worldly affairs without paying heed to religious obligations is not recommended in Islam. God says about those people what means, whereas they who are bent on denying the truth shall have, even though they may enjoy their life in this world and eat as cattle eat the fire of the hereafter for their abode. You can find this concept in chapter Muhammad in the Holy Quran, verse 12. New Muslims might think that in their transition period, they should abandon everything in this life and focus only on strengthening their relation with Allah. They are right in seeking a strong connection with Allah. However, they are not right in rejecting this life. The following hadith explains the course of action that the Prophet adopted. A group of three men came to the houses of the Prophet asking how the Prophet worshipped Allah, and when they were informed about that, they considered their worship insufficient. Then one of them said, I will offer the prayer throughout the night forever. The other said, I will fast throughout the year and will not break my fast. The third said, I will keep away from women and will never marry. Allah's apostle came to them and said, are you the same people who said so and so? By Allah, I'm more submissive to Allah and more afraid to him than you. Yet I fast and break my fast, and I do sleep and also marry women. So he who does not follow my tradition and religion is not from me, not one of my followers. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. Moderation is a virtue. The teachings of Islam are based on moderation, spirituality, and morality. In every aspect of life, Islamic teachings negate extreme activity. Whoever wants to make Islam a tough religion, he's a loser, and he makes others to be frustrated and upset. On the other hand, whoever follows the teachings of Islam with moderation is going to enjoy his life and to improve his manners. He's to live in peace and harmony. He will attract many people to join Islam and to the teachings of Islam with ease and happiness. Allah, the Almighty, informs us in the Holy Quran about the good practicing Muslims, that when they spend their money, they are on the moderate side. They don't behave as extremists. Allah, the Almighty, also informed us that when we eat or drink, we should not be extravagant, but we should be moderate.
This is where Islam becomes a moderate faith and a moderate religion. Compared to all other nations, all other religions, Islam is the moderate one. Allah says, we made you, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, so that you may be witnesses upon others. The Qur'an is telling us Muslims that we are the scale, that this nation, the nation of Islam, is the scale for others. Meaning, how do we judge whether others are extreme or non-extreme based upon us, based upon our beliefs and our practices? We are the scale. We are the example. We are the scale and we are the example, as I will mention. We're the scale between two extremes. Hence, we are the witness. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Al-Alam al-Tabatabai and Sheikh Nasr Makarim al-Shirazi, they say, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, so that you may be an example for others. Shahid. أَتَيْتُ بِشَاهِدٍ, and we say in Arabic, I brought an example. In Arabic, when we say, I want to set an example, I say shahid. Shahid means example. So that you may be an example for others. So that Allah will tell the Christians, you know, you had an example. Allah will tell Jews, you had an example. Allah will tell pagans that there was a nation that was exemplary for you, and their rituals, and their ideology, and their theology. Everything about Islam is moderate. So that we may be an example for other faiths and religions. We set an example. We set the scale in moderation. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, and the Prophet is your scale and is your witness, meaning your example. Who is our if we are an example for other nations, who is our example? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our example. He's the exemplary figure that we learn from. And we are the exemplary figures for other nations. So we are judged based upon Rasulullah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. You have in Rasulullah the best example, the best role model. He's a role model. And we are a role model for other nations. We are an example for other nations.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Thank you for joining us. And have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami.
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي